Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 328 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the Magic Explained section, and we're discussing spells. Yesterday we talked about Call Lightning, the nefarious spell that allows you to summon lightning to smite your foe, even indoors, even underground. But bad news, this lightning apparently moves at the speed of a high-arcing shuttlecock and can be readily dodged. Yesterday was an exciting day to talk about a spell, because it was a real dumb spell. Today, it's a boring spell day, but I think we can salvage it by talking about the exciting material that should be in its place, that was cut from this game, despite appearing in Heroes Unlimited Revised, the previous edition of which this game is ostensibly an improvement. The spell that is here, the spell that we need to talk about at least briefly, is Mystic Shield. There's nothing inherently wrong with Mystic Shield. It's a simple spell that creates a field of energy around yourself or something else. You can make a wall or a bubble. It's got some SDC. It blocks damage. That's all. Very simple. My objection to Mystic Shield is that it is almost identical to another spell called Energy Field. Down to the fact like the wording from one spell is reprinted in the other spell. They're almost exactly the same spell. There are only two differences. Number one, Mystic Shield is a slightly higher level spell. Number two, Mystic Shield scales, but Energy Field doesn't. So even by like second level, Mystic Shield is way better than Energy Field, because you get more SDC for every caster level you have, as opposed to Energy Field, which is a flat amount. So my complaint here is simple, it's direct, you had a really limited space. There are a lot of spells in the Palladium Megaverse, right? Between Rifts and Palladium Fantasy and Beyond the Supernatural, even Mystic China. You got a lot of spells to choose from, and a very small section of Heroes Unlimited to devote to like the cream of the crop, just giving the best small assortment of spells for a crime-fighting wizard in a superhero game. Giving us 14 lines of rules text that is identical to another 14 lines of rules text, except this version of the spell scales and the other one doesn't, is flat-out unacceptable. It's simply a waste of space. Just keep the version of the spell that scales. I mean, Mystic Shield is level 6, Energy Field is level 4. They're very close in level. Definitely these would be spells taken by characters who are sort of in the same weight class, right? Wizards of the same level of accomplishment. So why have two versions of the same spell, but one is worse and you'd never take it? That's it. That's my only complaint. And you can't make a podcast episode about that, right? Because it's a little niggling objection. It's like I'm slapping the author on the wrist for wasting 14 lines of space in their book. It's not like they desperately needed those 14 lines. It's not like they had some amazing content that they had to cut out of the second edition because they didn't have room for it in this magic section, like the goddamn monstrous mystic villains table. Yes, the monstrous mystic villains table. Remember a few days ago when we talked about art, we talked about the big eye tentacle monster with crooked teeth and a central stock, that awesome piece of art. It's up on the Instagram. That piece of art comes from a page in Heroes Unlimited Revised with maybe the best thing in the Heroes Unlimited Revised magic section. A giant table to tell you what random evil shit you summon when you make a summoning circle. There is so much to love about this table. And with your permission, the rest of this episode, you know, fuck Mystic Shield. Like, Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition should have had Mystic Shield and not Energy Field, or Energy Field and not Mystic Shield, whatever. I'm done, I'm so bored I can't even continue, I can't finish my sentence. The thing to know is, this section is riddled with 14 lines here, 15 lines there, 6 lines here, that didn't need to be here. Like, a couple days ago, when we talked about that whole paragraph, that whole long paragraph of why this spell is good if you play in a fantasy world, which Heroes Unlimited isn't set in, like that. It's probably 10 lines. All those needless lines of text add up, and they take up space that could have been used to print this brilliant table that I'm just going to gush about for the rest of this episode, okay? So much to say. So where do I start? First of all, remember I complained about circle magic being taken out of Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition, and I complained that without circle magic, you can't do all these cool power circles, like the one that turns you invisible, but you have to go get the complete skeleton of a toad first. Or the power circle colon power, where you have to get a tiger's skull and wear it as a hat, but then you can give yourself unlimited power and make everything in the room float around you and charm all the ladies and raise the dead, etc., etc. It's badass. That's just one type of circle. In addition to power circles, there are also summoning circles. Summoning circles summon monstrosities from beyond the stars or beyond the dimensional veil, first of all, which is great. Classic wizard stuff, already I'm sold. Secondly, though, there's none of this faffing around about like, oh, I'm going to summon a half fire giant wind genasi that I've discovered during my perusal of Monster Manual 12. And I think you'll find that with his number of hit dice, that if I apply the pseudo-natural template, he'll have a number of tentacles equal to my caster level, each of which can be used to wield. None of that shit. Summoning is boring when it works well. And that's why Heroes Unlimited Revised took the bold but amazing step of simply taking out the possibility for summoning to work. When you make a summoning circle, there is literally no chance that you will intentionally summon a thing. All that can happen is you summon a random-ass monstrosity from some other place, and now you've got to deal with it, which is the fun thing about summoning. Summoning is most fun when you fuck it up, so why not just pre-fuck it? Fucking up is just baked right in. That is the process of summoning in Heroes Unlimited Revised, and that's fantastic. So that's the first thing to love about this. You make your magic circle, you say your magic words, then something appears at random. And what is that something? It is a something generated using the Random Mystic Creature Creation table, which has 6 subtables describing every facet of the abomination you have summoned. You get a random evil alignment, or selfish. Some of these monsters are anarchist, or even unprincipled. You might summon a tentacled horror who's a white-collar criminal. You get a random hit point and SDC total. You get a random size. Note that the results of those two tables have no bearing on one another. Classic Palladium design. Give me 2 tables, totally random, for 2 things that should definitely be connected, but don't connect the results of those rolls, and we have the chaotic randomness that drives fun Palladium rules. You can absolutely roll a creature that has 120 hit points, 200 SDC, is 3 feet tall, and weighs 50 pounds. That is on the table. Likewise, a towering 25-foot tall monstrosity that turns out, if you actually go up and punch it, only has 10 SDC? Sure, why not? What part of senseless horror don't you understand? It's senseless. There's a table of natural abilities for your horrible monstrosity. These range from the low power but evocative, like a 90% climb skill, so whatever you summoned can, you know, climb up on the ceiling and walls and stuff, to the weird and flavorful, like being able to metamorphosis into a spider, scorpion, or beetle, to the quite powerful, like invisibility. We also get random tables for hand-to-hand combat, a random table for special powers. The monster may have spells or may have superpowers. You never know what you're going to get. And there's even a table for random appearance of your monstrous mystic villain, which includes bird monsters, cat monsters, spider monsters, skeleton monsters, tentacle monsters, gargoyle monsters, and energy beings who have no physical form and are only a floating sphere of energy with telepathy and energy bolts, among others. You combine all these things together. You shake them around. Every summoning is an adventure. You create the summoning circle. You don't know what you're going to get. Could it be an unscrupulous but good-hearted, 10-foot-tall blob of energy with no physical form that has 50 SDC and has the superpower of vibration and can turn into a scorpion for some reason? Sure. It's just one of the many possibilities. This is such a great Palladium table. One of the best. Really gives the feel of like doing dark magic where you don't know what you're getting into. And there's all this potential to access like powers and abilities that your character doesn't normally have by summoning a creature who randomly has them. It's like Dial H for Hero, if you're familiar with that old comic book. 2 kids, Chris and Vicky, I believe, who have these magic dials. And when they dial the word hero, I think for them, they actually just dial the letter H. There's a previous version of the hero dial that this other kid had. Anyway, my point is, what would happen is every time they transform into a different new superhero with random abilities. So when they would discover that a crime was happening, they would dial H with their magic dial, and they just become a superhero, which would be like a superhero submitted by readers with like a new costume design and powers and everything. And sometimes it would be the shits. Sometimes they would say as much on panel, you know, there'd be like the glory panel where they both transform and narrate to each other who they now are. And so Chris would transform and he'd be in this goofy ass costume and he'd be like, I've become Bicycle Behemoth, a 15-foot tall doofus in goggles with a scaled up bicycle that I ride around. Too bad that's no fucking good in this situation. And he would pick up his bicycle and go run after the bad guy, right? Because that's the power he got, so here he goes. But then other times they would get exactly the power that they need. It was really fun. Similarly, imagine the play experience if you're a wizard who knows how to make a summoning circle and you're in a real bind, you know? Your sanctum has been invaded by robots or something. It's like not in your wheelhouse. This is not a magic problem. I don't know what to do about this because all my spells are about fixing magic shit. So let me just whip up a summoning circle and your teammates are like, do you know how to summon a rust monster or do you know how to summon? And you're like, guess what, buddy? I don't know how to summon anything. All I can do is make a summoning circle and see what pops out. And if we're lucky, it's going to have some random ass superpower that none of us have. that can deal with robotic home invaders. And if not, we'll ask it to leave nicely and hope for the best. This is like seedier pants magic. It's so fun to play. And it could have been in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition. The entire table, as cool as it is, as much endless fun as you're going to get summoning random shit off this table or having it summoned and sicked on you by evil wizards. It's multi-purpose. That whole table is like 101 lines, which I grant you, that's a lot to fit into your crowded magic section. But if you've got 14 lines to waste on having Energy Field and Mystic Shield in your game, two functionally identical spells, just that one of them gets better and one of them doesn't, then you've got room for 101 fucking lines of pure gold with the Monstrous Mystic Villains table. I truly love this table, and I bring it up by means of like defending myself from charges that I'm nitpicking too much in this section. All these little things add up. All these little things that don't need to be here could have been cleared out to make room for this table, among other things. So that's the moral of the story today. Redundant spells are not a victimless crime. It's the Monstrous Mystic Villains who suffer the brunt. Won't someone please think of the Monstrous Mystic Villains? Anyway, speaking of all the bumbling, dumbass summoners who don't get to exist in this game, join me next time as we discuss some other subtypes of magic user who get short shrift in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.